good evening and welcome to our Blue Christmas service. The service will follow unannounced according to the service sheet before you, and I invite you to be seated. This is a quiet, reflective service with appropriate musical anthems and organ voluntaries, along with hymns and readings, enabling us to bring those aspects of concern and pain before God in prayer, and also to be reflected through the lighting of candles. And you would be invited, if you so wish, during this service to come and light a candle, symbolizing areas of concern in your own life, light shining in darkness, as we prepare during these days of Advent for the coming of Christ, the true light, to lighten the world. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On those who lived in a land of deep shadow, a light has shone. For the yoke that was weighing upon them and the burden that was upon their shoulders, you have broken in pieces, O God, our renewer. God of mercy, hear our prayer in this Advent season for ourselves and our families, and all who live with hurt, grief, sorrow, sickness, or painful memories of loss. We ask for strength for today, courage for tomorrow, and peace for the past. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who shares our life in joy and sorrow, death and new birth, despair and promise. Amen.
Thank you.
be seated. A reading from the 40th chapter of Isaiah. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and call to her that the time of service is ended. Look up to the heavens. Who made the stars, if not the one who calls each one by its own name? So mighty is God's power and strength that not one fails to answer. Why then do we question if God knows our troubles, our cares, if we suffer injustice? Our God, the everlasting God, the creator of the farthest parts of the earth, never grows tired or weary. No one can fathom the depths of God's understanding. God gives power to the faint and strength to the powerless. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Reading from Psalm 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me, so far from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. It was you who took me from the womb, you who kept me safe on my mother's breast. Since my mother bore me, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. God does not despise the affliction of the afflicted. God does not hide from me. When I cry to God, God hears me. Thanks be to God. When burdens get piled on top of other burdens, the load can crush us. Jesus offers to help carry our burdens and responsibilities. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Very shortly, we shall be moving into the central part of this quiet service. The central part being the candle lighting and the litany of remembrance. I invite you to open the order of service in the middle pages, because I just briefly want to take you through the lighting of those four candles and their very significance for us. Remembrance is always a poignant and indeed a very important part of anybody's life, no matter whether you're remembering someone fond and loving to you who is no longer here, or whether you're just reminiscing of old times with familiar friends, reminiscing over photographs of holidays, anything that calls to remembrance occasions is always something that human beings will always want to do. When we light the first candle, as you see there, it is indeed the candle of remembrance, to remember those people whom we have loved but no longer see. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they are deceased. Perhaps they've moved to another part of the world. Perhaps we only are in contact through a Christmas card. or some other means. We have more memories of those people. I think of the times when St. Paul the Apostle always had his memories of people whom he has known over the years, but was confident that he would never really see again, even though they were still in the flesh. When you think of all the letters, or most of the letters, that St. Paul wrote, he started his letters by remembrance. "I thank my God," he said, "for every memory of you." His letter to the Romans starts that way. His letter to 1 Corinthians, his letter to the Ephesians, to the Philippians, to Colossians, to 1 and 2 Thessalonians, all begin with, "I thank my God for every memory of you." To him, that was an important part of his life, recalling happy times. And he recalled those happy times most often when he himself was lonely, when he himself was feeling rejected, when he had been suffering and was facing death and hardship. And so it is so important for us as well that as we give thanks for the memory, particularly the memory of someone who is no longer with us in this life, we remember, which is healing and strength to us. We give thanks for all that binds us together, and it is indeed therapeutic to reflect on the good times that we have had with those people. Let those good memories, those happy memories, be memories of encouragement, be memories of hope, be memories that will strengthen us to face the future. So whenever we feel depressed, lonely, sad, reflect on the good memories, and they will give you the strength you need. So all of that comes out of the first candle. And then we move to the second candle, and this is a different kind of memory. It is to redeem the pain of loss. It is a memory because it reminds us that loss is something that belongs to every one of us at some point or another. And it widens the whole concept of what loss is. Not only bereft of someone dear to us, perhaps you may be bereft of a relationship, perhaps a broken relationship, a broken off engagement, something that has caused a bereavement in another term. We think of those who have lost their jobs. Again, that is bereavement in another sense. Perhaps as we think of those who have lost the health that they once had, that they're no longer able to do the things that they've always done, perhaps through a stroke or heart trouble or anything else, something that now restricts them from living life as they once lived it. All of these are bereavements in different forms, and it is good to remember that they are bereavements in their own way. And what we do in the second candle is that we remind ourselves of all these different sorts of grief, and we place them into God's hands, and we receive in return the gift of his peace, a peace which passes all understanding, a peace which only comes from God and from nowhere, no one else. That's the second candle. Now take a look at the third candle. And we light the third candle, and that is to remember ourselves, because that's important. We can be so involved in thinking of other people that perhaps we miss our own grief and our own selves, and it's time to reflect on that as well. And it's a close follow-up from our thoughts on the second candle, because it is only when we recognize grief in so many different forms are we actually able to deal with it. If we don't recognize it, we cannot deal with it. And we deal with it not by suppressing it, but by crying out to God, albeit crying out to God in anger, as indeed many of the Psalms did. Just remember one thing: God is big enough to cope with our anger. Let me repeat that. God is big enough to cope with our anger. The anger of different forms of grief. And then the fourth and final candle is to remember our faith, the gift of hope. Because faith is the light that points to Christ, who is the true light, the one who carries us through the darkness into his marvelous light. For without a measure of faith, we do not have that light. We do not have that same comfort. We do not have that same message of hope. And so we remember our faith at times like this. We remember the promise of Christ that he is indeed with us. And as we say in that fourth candle, a time when there is no more pain, and where every tear shall of every grief shall be wiped away. And so as we light those four candles right in the center of this service, we remember as we say together the one who shows us the way and who goes with us into our tomorrows. And that is the great remembrance of all. God goes with us into our tomorrows, whatever our grief may be.
come now to the candle lighting litany of remembrance. We light this Advent candle. To remember those persons whom we love but alas see no longer, we pause to remember their name, their face, their voice. We give thanks for the memory that binds us to them. May God's eternal love surround them. We light this second candle to redeem the pain of loss. The loss of relationships, the loss of jobs, the loss of health. As we gather up the pain of the past, we offer it to you, Heavenly Father, asking that into our open hands you replace the gift of peace. Refresh, restore, renew us, O God, and lead us into the future. We light this third candle to remember ourselves this Christmas time. We pause and remember the past weeks, months, and for some of us, years of downtimes. We remember the poignancy of memories, the grief, the sadness, the hurts, the pain of reflecting on our own mortality. Let us remember the dawn eases away the darkness. This fourth candle is lit to remember our faith and the gift of hope which God offers to each of us in the Christmas story. We remember that God, who shares our life, promises us a place and time where there is no more pain and where every tear shall be wiped away. Let us remember the one who shows the way and who goes with us into our tomorrows. Be seated. Those who wish to come forward now to light a candle to remember a particular situation of pain or darkness in their own lives are invited to come forward now. Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son Jesus Christ came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Father in heaven, who sent your Son to redeem the world and will send him again to be our judge, give us grace so to imitate him in the humility and purity of his first coming, that when he comes again, we may be ready to greet him with joyful love and firm faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. In the spirit of this season, let us now ask God for what we need for ourselves as we participate in the Christmas season, as people coping with our loss, pain, suffering, loneliness, grief, sadness, as the darkness has wrapped itself around our hearts. Compassionate God, there are those among us who are grieving over what might have been. A death or loss has changed our experience of Christmas. A loved one may have moved away, or we have lost a job, a dream, a goal, a cause, and we find ourselves adrift, alone, lost, forlorn. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing dismay you. All things pass. God alone is unchanging. Patience attains all that it strives for. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this night and forevermore.
Amen. Amen.